You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I'm your host, The Truth to Power, Kyle Walls, and I'm coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. You can call in and text in to the greatest 60 minutes in radio by calling in at 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. Again, that is 833-212-1017. We can call in and text in to share your thoughts on today's show. You can also watch and stream us live on the YouTubes by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You can give us a like. You can give us a share. You can give us a subscribe so you don't miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. Shout out to DJ Brother Z honing down on the ones and the twos. And shout out to you, Truth Nation. I kind of feel like this whole Rodney King situation. Can we all just get along? That's just what I want. I just mean, talk to Sherwin. I love Sherwin. I respect Sherwin. And I'm so happy I had the opportunity to work with Sherwin. I heard him talk a little bit, and I talked to him when we got off of air here, and I heard him talk a little bit about, you know, telling his story, his truth, and I can't take that away from him because that is his truth. That's his experience, right? And I'm always a glass half full type guy. And let's just be very transparent. Let's be very honest. Change is hard. Like that's just the bottom line is that change is extremely difficult. And for me, I understood when we launched The Truth, I understood that it was my duty as an individual to ensure that when we started this award-winning 1017 Truth, at the time not award-winning, just this random, you know, this guy named Craig Carmerson that wanted to start it and asked me and Sheree Harris to do it, that I felt like I had a duty to the community and I had a duty to the people that we hired, that if I said we were going to do something, we were going to do it. If I said I had your back, I was going to have your back. If I told you we were going to build this thing, we're going to build something from the community, then damn it, that's exactly what I was going to do. And I think you can talk to anybody around here. DJ Brother Z, he was our first official hire. And I would like to think in the 6 years now, because DJ Brother Z was hired almost 6 years. DJ Brother Z was hired in October of 2020. And he can concur or not. I have tried to stand behind him and support everybody that I hired and brought here. I have supported to ensure that they had as much success as possible, because I felt like if they were happy, if they felt successful, then you would feel it on these radio airwaves. And so, yes, I understand transition is hard. I get it. And you got a lot of new faces. But my biggest thing is, I'm very optimistic. I don't know what the future holds, but I'm very optimistic simply off the fact because I want to be positive. In Truth Nation, I want everything black to win. I want everybody black to win. And I think we would be doing a disservice to our people by not giving our people a chance. And because y'all gave us a chance despite the fact that we were owned by white people, or I should say a white man, but y'all still gave us a chance. Y'all trusted us, and I would like to think that we did a great job with your trust. And so transition and relationships are always going to be rocky, and it's going to be very different. But what I will say is this, is that I'm hopeful that this thing that I helped build lives on for decades to come. And so that is where I'm at. But I heard the story that was shared before, and unfortunate. But everybody's experience is going to be different, right? That's my biggest thing, is everybody's experience is going to be different. Everybody's history is a little bit different. But I think as a community, we need to understand that we need the opportunity to have Black talk radio. We need the opportunity to have Black platforms. We need the opportunity to have Black leadership. Because so many times there are gatekeepers, and their gatekeepers can look just like you, but so many times we have to deal with gatekeepers, and we have to deal with not having access and people picking and choosing the amount of access that we get. Now, I'm not saying that's something that's going to change, because I don't know. But I will say this, is that I am optimistic that this legacy that a lot of us created, that Sheree Harris, that Kyle Wallace, that Zach Simmons, that Tory Lowe, that Dr. Ken Harris, that Sherwin Hughes, that Melanie Ricks, that Joe Brown, that DZ, that Kerry Mahone, Benjamin, the folks that started this off, you know, we get to live on. Like I don't have children yet. But Lord willing, I have kids, and I hope that, you know, when my kids get of age where I can be like, hey, let's turn on this radio. So, you know, back in the day, your dad helped start this. Like, that's what I want. That is what I want. And so I am going to be very positive and optimistic about the future. But one thing I have learned is that you can be as positive as possible, but you can't control others, and you can't control everything. And that's one of the biggest things that I've learned. Just full train. One of the biggest things I've learned over the last 2 years is that I am a control freak. And the reason why I'm a control freak is because I had a lot of success. Like, I'm gonna be very honest with you. I have been very successful in my life to this point, and I've had a lot of good things. I have a lot of positive things happen to me. And so when you have a lot of positive things happen to you, you make the right decisions most of the time, and things turn out. I mean, I was 30 years old and I got an opportunity to start a brand new radio station. I was 33 years old when I got an opportunity to have my own sports talk radio show. You know what I'm saying? I was 20-some year old being able to work at an NFL draft combine at Central Michigan, or, you know, draft stuff they had there. You know, my friend played in the NFL. Like, I've been able to travel. I've been to the World Cup. Like, I've been this beautiful life that I've lived, and I'm still so young. And so, you know, when you have this confidence that, you know, you can control things, and things work out, like, you think that anything you touch turns to gold. But I will say this, is that the hardest thing for me was to let go. Let go and let other people guide it. If you didn't like the direction they were guiding it, it wasn't in your control. And I think right now with the transition that we're having, it's not for me to control or dictate, but it is for me to put all the positive energy and give all the help I can to make sure that the truth is still great. So that's just me off the top of my mind here, because I do think Sherwin shared his truth. And I don't think now is the time to beat around the bush, but I think now is the time to be hopeful. Now is the time to be optimistic. And now is the time to, you know, truly want everything that is Black to win. And I think right now we'll have an opportunity to have everything that is Black going to win. It's not going to be easy for everybody. It's not. It's not going to be perfect for everybody. But we do have an opportunity to build something special. And that is, I'm going to do everything I can that I get asked to do to ensure the long-term health and success of this beautiful platform that we built here in our community. But with that being said, Truth Nation, I'm going to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to get into it for the day. But this is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. And I'm telling y'all, everything, you know, it's going to be good. Everybody's going to have a different story. Everybody's going to have a different experience. But, you know, I'm gonna do everything I can that I'm allowed to do to make sure that we all in a good place. But you know, I don't want us to feel as if, you know, I love Sherwin, I do, and I talk to him, is that he's gonna have his experience, everybody gonna have their own experience. But that's everybody's own personal experience. And we will see. But this is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. When we come back on the other side, Truth Nation, the economy, job numbers are out, and gas prices are up, up, up. I'm going to show y'all how fake some of these people are on the other side. Keep it locked. You're listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. We'll be back.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m.
Truth Nation, if you need shirts for a big upcoming event, or if you need to get your team hooked up, or if you have a conference coming up, or if you're a corporate organization and you're looking for some type of polos or something, I have the perfect place for you. It is Big Frog out in Mequon. Big Frog Custom T-shirts and More can take care of all of your custom apparel needs. Their customer service is truly second to none. I was just talking to Basil today and Brittany, his daughter, and they are hooking it up, y'all. I'm picking up my bachelor party shirts next week. I am so excited. They helped me with the logo design. They helped me get the shirt ordered together, and there was no minimums. They said, how many you need, Kyle? I said, I only need 16 shirts. They said, got it. You don't have to worry about any minimums whatsoever. I'm telling y'all, if you are looking for any type of custom shirts, you're looking for polos, you're looking for custom apparel, looking for bags, if you're looking for wedding party favors like myself, go to Big Frog in Mequon. The customer service is fantastic. The fast turnaround is great. But more importantly, they are trusted people. So whether it's 50 shirts or 500, Big Frog will deliver with the quality that you want and the quantity that you need. So stop in and see them today in Mequon or jump online at bigfrog.com/Mequon. I'm telling y'all, y'all better find out about Big Frog. I found out about them, and I absolutely love the fact that I'm being able to use them. Big Frog out in Mequon. Visit bigfrog.com/Mequon. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm your host, the Truth to Power, Kyle Walsh, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. You can watch the streamers live on YouTube by going to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. That is 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You can give us a like. You can give us a share. You can give us a subscribe so you don't miss any of your favorite award-winning 101.7 The Truth shows. But off the top, Truth Nation, job numbers came out. I got to tell y'all a story.
Y'all know what time it is. It's time for Off the Top on Truth to Power. Kyle, let Truth Nation know what you got to get off your chest today.
The job numbers are out in the economy, Truth Nation. It grew. Our economy did grow, which is a positive. It is a positive. Now, it grew at a slower pace than the previous month, but our job numbers did grow. So I want to say bravo, and I want to applaud that. Now, slow job growth is a problem, but growth overall is something we should be happy about. I'm not going to sit here and poo-poo the fact that we have positive job numbers simply because I don't like Trump. But I will say this, with the slow job growth in the current economy here, are you satisfied with Donald Trump? If this is what you voted for, did you vote for these below average job numbers, this stagnant job growth? Did you vote for war? Did you vote for high gas prices? I'm just very curious about that, because that's exactly what is being delivered right now, is stagnant job growth, war, high gas prices, a lot of controversy, and a lot of nonsense. I feel like this country that I do love, I love America, and I'll say that till the end of my last breath, is that I truly do love America despite all the flaws. But do you truly feel like America is becoming great again? Because when I look up and down and I look at the different things, and this is just me coming from a pragmatic approach and not being one-sided, I would say that things aren't going too well. That's just me. But there's a lot of Trumpers around that may feel differently, but just me being very honest, I just don't think things are going too well. And what I'm trying to figure out is I just didn't get the appeal about Donald Trump in the first place, like for people who voted for him and wanted him to be elected. I just don't understand that. But again, I've always talked about it. Accountability is the thing that matters to me. And I just hope that those who voted for Donald Trump are going to hold him and his administration accountable for the current state of our economy. Did y'all know? Did you know this? Brother Z, did you know this? Truth Nation, did you know this? The United States dollar has weakened. The U.S. dollar has weakened significantly since Donald Trump was reelected to office. In 2025, the U.S. dollar fell about 10% against major currencies. This decline is the steepest we have seen in 50 years. The United States dollar fell in value by 10%, y'all. So that just tells you what that means about our dollar and what the strength of our United States dollar is. That's not a good thing. That's not winning. If you want to be the strongest and the best in the world, you don't want to have anything falling or dying. You want things to be rising up. You want your currency to be strong. But the steepest dive in 50 years, Truth Nation, we are not winning. Trump had one thing he could talk about and hang his hat on, and he ruined it with this war. The gas prices were great. I told you, I took a picture, because once the war started, I went to go get gas. I put in $10, excuse me, I put in 10 gallons of gas. Cost me $23. I just put in 10 gallons of gas earlier this week. It cost me $44. I am now paying double for gas than what I paid. And $20 ain't nothing to just be like, oh, that's not a lot. No, $20 is a significant amount of money when you go get gas every single week. That adds up in a month to $80 to $100 additional dollars that I am now putting in my gas tank every single week. That is a lot of money. I talked about it earlier this week. The one thing Donald Trump could brag about, the one thing that I couldn't push back on, is the fact that gas prices were down. It was saving us money. But he ruined that. And speaking of gas prices, you know what's crazy to me is, it's crazy that some people at certain points think gas prices being high is a problem. But then when people change in office and now they have the person in office they want, all of a sudden gas prices being high isn't an issue. That's something that I do not like and something I do not agree with. And again, speaking of gas prices, I found a compilation of politicians who were complaining about Biden's high gas prices during the Russia war of aggression in Ukraine versus Trump's war of aggression in the Middle East. And I want y'all to listen to these politicians. This is a really great, great compilation. I want y'all to listen to these politicians talk about gas prices back in 2022 and 2023 versus gas prices in 2026. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube to watch the video, or turn up the award-winning 1017 The Truth app, or turn up your radio to hear the difference, the stark difference between when somebody is in office that they support versus somebody being office that they don't support, and how it's not really about you, it's about politics. Go to 1017 The Truth to hear the clip.
About gas prices at 411 national average.
Well, there's nothing we can do.
I mean, I don't like to brag about all the expensive places I've been, but earlier today I went to the gas station.
Gasoline and diesel fuel and oil is a product of the conflict in Iran.
How do you square that patience with impatience with gas prices under Biden when it at times is $3.30, $3.40?
I don't have to square anything with you, okay?
Politicians should not get a free pass on the ridiculously high energy prices under the Biden administration.
Do you think that the war should stop because of this? How patient can you be?
Talking about energy prices.
Just because gas prices have come down a little bit, they're still really high.
4.30 gas prices. Do you think the war in Iran has gone on long enough?
Americans are not joyful when they go to the gas station and fill up their car.
Gas prices at 4.30 national average. Do you think the Iran war has gone on long enough?
Oh, it's not about how long it goes on. It's about how it ends.
Americans are so displeased with gas prices, they're slapping these Biden "I did that" stickers on the pumps.
We ought to drag those oil companies in and chew them out. I think they're gouging.
In my state, average price of a gallon of gas has gone from just over $2 to now well over $3. And it is the policies of this administration that's causing it.
How do you explain the patience for prices around $4 a gallon now?
Because
The difference is solving the problem, not creating a higher price environment like the Biden administration was doing with the Green New Deal.
We're pumping more oil and gas than we ever have before. Well, then why aren't prices coming down at the pump?
Gasoline is a commodity that has a worldwide price structure. So I have patience for now.
Buttigieg is talking about, you know, Teslas and battery-powered cars while the American people can't afford gas.
We'll get gas prices down. It's just we're going through the important resetting the stage on Iran.
If you've got a job, you have to travel to your job. That means that it's going to cost you more to travel.
It's a small price to pay whenever you consider that he's saving millions of lives in the future.
Record gas prices, I know they're down a little bit, but nationally 60% higher than they were when Biden took office.
What do you hear from your constituents about gas prices? Do they also see this as just a short-term thing?
I hope so. I mean, that's one of the reasons I'm communicating this. We have to do this.
What should Congress do about gas prices?
The last person was Ron Johnson. I told y'all Ron Johnson was a snake. I told y'all he was a snake. He all that damn stuttering he was doing. If he was standing on business for us, he would know what the issue is. And I told y'all, I'm going to say it, Ron Johnson only came on this station because he wanted to use our station to siphon off black votes. That man don't give a damn about black people. He don't. He don't. He was supposed to come on my show. He decided he didn't want to come on my show because he didn't need to talk to y'all. Talking about my constituents. But it's crazy to me. These people, all of a sudden, gas prices ain't a problem. I just don't understand it. You had one man walk off and say, I don't have to explain anything to you. That is how they feel. And you know what's crazy is that the reason gas prices are 50% more is because they know it is a stupid war with Iran. And there's no real resolution. We ain't going to lose the war with Iran, but we can't, like, we don't have an actual exit strategy. Donald Trump legitimately said we're going to do Operation Freedom, and then he found out because Saudi Arabia and some of the Middle Eastern countries said you can't use our airspace, so we had to cancel the operation and we had to go back to the negotiating table where we're not getting anything. This has been they have fumbled this. And we Americans, we are paying the price for this, and this is your politicians' response. They don't give a damn about us. They don't give a damn about me. They are all hypocrites, all of them, both sides. All these politicians are hypocrites. And honestly, they don't have an honest bone in their body, and they don't have morals. They lack integrity greatly. They truly do lack integrity. I told y'all, Ron Johnson is a fake. He's a damn phony. That's exactly what he is. If gas prices were a problem when Biden was in office, then dang it, gas problems should be a problem today. But see, when it's not about you or me, and it's about how can I continue to kowtow to them damn Donald Trump, these are the responses that you get. Why is Ron Johnson, who never really fumbles his words, he's strong with his word, he speaks with conviction, all of a sudden now he don't know how to do no freaking math? He know $2.39 is good. He know $4.39 is bad. I'm trying to figure it out. You ain't got to figure nothing out. You already know what it is. Hypocrite, hypocrite, hypocrite. Ron Johnson is a hypocrite and he needs to be voted out. And that's why I was so damn mad that the Democratic Party shoved Mandela Barnes down our throat. He was a flawed candidate. Good dude. Flawed candidate. He was the only Democrat to lose that year. And some people say, oh, because he was black. No, it's because he was a flawed candidate. And now we stuck with this buffoon and Ron damn Johnson. These are the people that somehow get elected. These folks don't care about us. And this is why whoever runs for president next, they need to, the first day in office, they need to sign an executive order for term limits. Term limits, term limits. Because what's crazy to me is as soon as these folks decide that they're no longer going to be in office, oh, that's when they decide to grow a conscience. That's when they decide to be more in the middle. That's when they decide that they're going to make decisions based off what's best for the American people versus what's best for them to get elected. They need to have term limits on folks who are running for the Senate. They need to have term limits on folks who are running for the damn House.
They need to have term limits for folks sitting on the Supreme Court. We cannot and we should not have people dying in office. That's on both sides. If you die in office because you're sick, that's one thing. If you die in office because you're 90-some years old, that's terrible. We should not have 85-year-olds in office. We should not have 90-year-olds on office. I want y'all to y'all, Google Chuck Grassley. Where my phone at? DJ Brother Z, Google Chuck Grassley for me real quick and tell me how old he is. I want to know how old Chuck Grassley is. I want everybody to know how old Chuck Grassley is. This man just won re-election, I want to say, in 2024.
No, guess how old he is.
I believe Chuck Grassley now is maybe 90.
A little older.
91?
A little older.
92?
He's 92.
He just won re-election in 2024, and he's 92 years old. And here's the crazy part. I saw a report that Chuck Grassley didn't go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner because he was the sole, so he was going to be the survivor. He was the person that if something bad went down, he would be the next president. A 92-year-old man in Chuck Grassley.
Interesting.
Like, we got to stop with that. Ain't no way in hell that man got his right mind with him. So what I am saying is this, is that these elected officials don't care about you when they are stumbling and fumbling and making excuses for high gas prices, when it is easy for anybody to understand. You can explain to a fifth grader why gas prices went up and they would understand that. It's simple. If you impact the supply chain the way the supply chain has been impacted, these are the results that you are going to get with anything. With anything. When you limit the amount of gas that is being pumped out and distributed across the globe, obviously, demand doesn't change, but prices rise because there's more of a premium on the gas that is out there. Supply versus demand is easy. So for these politicians to sit here and act like it wasn't it was a problem back in 2022 and 2023, but then all of a sudden it's strength. All of a sudden, this is the sacrifice we need to make. All of a sudden, you know what? It's okay. Maybe drive less. The hell with that. Stop allowing these politicians to treat you like you stupid. Stop allowing an R. Stop allowing a D. Stop allowing an allegiance to a political party to dictate what you are going to do and how you vote and how you think. Have your own mind. The gas prices are out of control. And the reason why they are out of control is because you have an administration that is reckless and is causing harm to our pockets now. But this is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. When we come back on the other side, I'll take your calls. I'll take your texts. But also, I'll ask you, do you think it's okay for white people to adopt black children? It is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls, and we'll talk about that next.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m.
I just really hate how out of touch so many of these elected officials are. I just saw on YouTube somebody said they get escorted everywhere. They don't even pay for gas. It's so true. So true. Like, I don't think people understand. Like, they become so out of touch with reality when they get to these elected offices and they fly different places, get taken all these different places. Like, they don't spend their own money on so much. Like, they are completely out of touch with the reality that we face here on a day-to-day basis. And I get it. Like, I truly get it. Is that I ain't never had too much. But like, I remember just small, like when my boy was the man at Central Michigan University. He was the dude at the football. He was the best football player they had. He almost, had he not gotten hurt, he would have broke the record for most tackles in a career. He's like top three in tackles in career. So he was the man at Central Michigan. It was just Central Michigan. He went on to play in the NFL, still in the NFL. But like, when I went out and kicked it with him, he was the man at Central Michigan. So when I kicked it with him, I became the man at Central Michigan. I felt like I was the king. I get it. You feel great. You skip lines. And then in the NFL, when you hang out with folks in the NFL, like, it feels fun. It's a good life. You sit courtside. It feels fun. It's a good life. So I get it. You kind of sometimes forget what it's like to be normal. But damn, like, gas prices is high. It's a lot of extra money. But 833-212-1017, this is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Again, you can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. That is 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. I'm talking about the fact that there is a hypocrisy going on right now amongst our politicians. And again, both sides trash. I mean, trash. That's why we need term limits. Both sides are trash. But I just find it interesting about how these Republicans were all up in arms when gas prices were high because of the war between Ukraine and Russia. But then when gas prices are high now, they're saying, well, it's worth saving millions of lives. I'm going to be honest with y'all. Iran has not killed millions of Americans. They haven't. Matter of fact, have we heard of 9/11? Brother, you ever heard of 9/11?
No, what's that?
You never heard of 9/11? Oh, well, September 11th. September 11th was funded, according to the report that came out, was funded and supported by the Saudis. Why aren't we bombing Saudi Arabia then? Like, you're talking about people who attacked the biggest attack on civilians in common history, in current history, in American history, currently, was September 11th, where I believe over 2,000 people lost their lives and people are still firefighters and many people dealing with the effect from the dust that came after the buildings collapsed and people having to deal with health ramifications after that. So there's still people that feel the impact of that. And that was caused and funded by the Saudis with the Taliban, Osama bin Laden. So but meanwhile, we got bases in Saudi Arabia. We taking jets. We accepting jets from Saudi Arabia. We hanging out with the Saudis. So I'm just like, what? Like, let's be real here. But we mad at the Iranian people. Man, y'all better miss me with all that. 833-212-1017. Al in Milwaukee, what are your thoughts on today's conversation?
Well, the reason why we paying all this high gas, because we got all these degenerate and deplorables. You got a dope fiend. You got somebody from WWE who can't even write a term paper. You got a pedophile. And you got a bunch of goddamn racists. It doesn't get no worse than that. And the reason why they're happy for these racists, because there's a lot of racists in their culture. And a lot of them are quiet about it because they're effing their own kids. And if you offended, be offended. 304. Have a good day.
304. I don't know what that means. Oh, for real? Is that what that means? Am I late? Well, no. What? How does that equate to that?
Because, like, when you put it on a calculator and you turn it upside down, that's what it spells.
Oh. Okay. Got it. Now, okay. Maybe I did that when I was a kid. But 833-212-1017. I want to transition over really quickly because I did want to talk about this because I saw it. And I know next week when I have, there's going to be new stories to get to next week. And all of a sudden, I'm going to bump it off. But I am very interested in this next story. Truth Nation, as I turn my pages to make sure I get my bearings together here. When it comes to adoption, y'all, I am a firm believer in kids needing a safe place to grow and thrive. Like, I am a firm believer in that being the most important thing. And I know there's a lot of controversy around adoption when it comes to maybe same-sex couples adopting people, specifically when white men adopt black children. I know there's a lot of thoughts around white people raising black children. I myself think of it, and I think what truly matters is the pros versus the kids being in a safe and healthy home environment outweighing the cons of being raised in a household that may not allow for them to truly find and live out their full culture. Like, there's a lot of things that you kind of give away when you put your child up for adoption. But I do have a question for y'all. At 833-212-1017, are you okay with white people adopting black kids? Again, that is 833-212-1017. What are your thoughts on gay white men raising black children? 833-212-1017. Again, I believe a healthy home environment outweighs anything else. But there are certain folks that make extremely concerning thoughts and statements that make me sometimes hesitant. And somebody I saw on a video, his name is David French, who is a conservative political commentator who clearly has conservative values and views, which is his right to have those conservative values and views. But in this clip, he shared how his mindset on race relations in this country was shifted and he spoke on why it was shifted. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube to hear from David French talk about why his mindset on race relations shifted in America.
Are you a conservative?
Yes. Now, I have changed on a couple of things. I have absolutely changed in my perception of the severity, lingering severity of race problems in this country. I've absolutely changed on that. And a lot of that is due to a very, very distinct and personal experience. We adopted a child from Ethiopia. This might sound super naive, but when we adopted our youngest daughter, I did not have in my mind that she was going to come to my community and have a substantially different experience as a child than my two older kids. But by golly, she had a substantially different experience. There was not a school that she went to where she was not called the N-word repeatedly.
Wow.
There was a point where I picked her up after a high school football game. This was in Nashville at a game at Montgomery Bell Academy, one of the highest end schools in all of Middle Tennessee. This is a very wealthy school. We went to pick her up and she was shaking. And her friend, who was a Latina, was shaking as well. And it was like, what happened? And she said a truck full of guys was screaming the N-word at us and drove straight for us. And they just swerved away at the very last second.
Holy cow.
All of a sudden, I realized that I'd been in a bubble and that my white, educated, upper middle class bubble in the South had really intentionally screened out racism.
Are you a conservative?
Yes.
And so, again, to me, the biggest Golly, I'm trying to shake this illness, y'all. But the biggest concern to me is not just with adoption, but it's with people here in America. And when you hear stories like this, it just confuses me of why would it take for you to personally have your daughter to be disrespected because of the color of her skin for you to realize and wake up to what people have been screaming and yelling and telling you for decades and centuries at this point, that this country is racist. It should not take for your daughter to have to go be traumatized for you to understand that you put her at risk by putting her in this scenario, in these situations. It should not take for black kids to be disrespected who are adopted for you to recognize and acknowledge that racism still exists. And I personally believe if black kids are raised in households where they say we don't see color, or in households where they say racism doesn't exist, call Child Protective Services and get the kid out the house. And so when I think about this adoption, and that video triggered me because, listen, at the end of the day, I am a firm believer in kids being put in better environments can create better outcomes. And yes, is there anything that's going to be offset? Absolutely. There are things that are offset. There are things that the kids are going to lose. But I believe them being in a safe, healthy environment is the best thing for them, unless they're being raised in a household that is trying to make them believe that their skin color does not make life different for them. Because that is a disservice to that child, and that child will walk through life, and one day life will hit them in the freaking face, and they will find out that, yes, you are black. 833-212-1017. I ask again, are you okay with white people adopting black kids? And what are your thoughts on gay men raising black children? Because I know those are two controversial things. And even myself, when I think about it and I look at it, I know white people who adopt black children. And I always think about the fact that I'm glad that they're giving those kids an opportunity that they did not have in their house. But I hope that they do not rob them of any of the black experience that they can offer them. And you can't offer a natural black experience, but you can expose them to a black experience. 833-212-1017. Mary in Milwaukee, what are your thoughts on today's conversation?
My thoughts on this conversation is I want the child to have the best home available. If they happen to be white people, that's okay. But they need to open up their eyes and let them know that the whole white race is not going to treat them fairly. I have friends that have raised two black children. They sent them to the best schools, sent them to the best colleges, and they had problems. When their white parents showed up, it was like, oh, who are you? Oh, you're adopted. Oh, you're this. Oh, you're that. You never get over the stigma. And my other problem that I have here in the Milwaukee County, where black children are given to white people, and they raise these kids, keep them in their homes, and they make about $1,400, $1,500. But when the grandparents of the natural grandparents of the black child is only given $215 or $315. And when you ask them why, they say, oh, it's because you're the grandparent, or that you're the uncle, or that you're the aunt. It's not fair. And that's why these children are being bought out and put in homes, other people, and that supplements their incomes. They're giving the social development, the people down there, they're giving the kids away to the black people for $200, $315, or $400 at the most, and these white people are getting $1,500. Well,
is that for adoption, or is that when you're talking about foster care? Because I think there's a difference, correct?
Foster care.
Yeah, foster care. So,
a lot of them have foster children. But like I said, my relatives, we had our nieces and nephews in the home. And all at that time, that was about 8, maybe 10 years ago, all we could get was $215 and a clothing allowance.
Mary, I appreciate you sharing your truth and your perspective. 833-212-1017. I'm not educated enough to know when it comes to foster care if there is a difference in price between if you are staying with your family member or versus you're going to another family. If there is a difference in price, maybe there is a difference because you're staying within a family versus going to somebody else. I'm not educated enough to know that, but Mary says that's her experience, so I can't say that's not. 833-212-1017. Muhammad, what are your thoughts about black children being adopted by white families?
Hey, Kyle. My thing is, and I know you brought up that example of, you know, how could they not know that this is a racist country that we grew up? A lot of it, that's what racism is. It's rooted in ignorance. I grew up, my first few years of going to school was all white school. I was one of three black kids. My neighbor parents had a huge Confederate flag on their wall. But not too long after me being invited over all the time, you know, because I was respectful to their parents, one of the most respectful kids in the neighborhood, this, that, and the other. One day, he took that flag down. He said, you notice anything? And it was up there. I was like, oh, he had already explained how that's just heritage, doesn't mean racist. No, he took that back. He said that he took that flag down. He should have never had it up because his thought of a whole race of people was just bred in ignorance, and they didn't know. But when somebody's able to see that, that's how you learn sometimes. And now he's probably going to be a great advocate for speaking on behalf and against those type of situations when he was in that bubble.
I love to hear that, Muhammad. I do. And that's one thing about, we have to accept growth, right? We can be upset about somebody's ignorance at the beginning, but I love growth. And I'll share my story really quickly before we go to break, is that I had a really good friend growing up, still cool people. He's a doctor and everything now, but I just remember He was one of them white kids that, you know, he loved Eminem, you know. And the way Whitefish Bay work is that you have two elementary schools, and then in middle school where the two elementary schools meet. And I remember I went to this summer camp, and I met this dude at the summer camp, and he saw me. And he was like, oh, I want to be friends with you. That's what he said. He want to be friends with me. And so I became my boy in like the fifth grade. I knew him. And then when we went to middle school, I was like, hey, here go my other friend. And then they became super, super tight. And I remember, you know, you start, you know, in the middle school, you start really hanging out at friends, you know, running around and doing different things. And I remember his mom initially, when we came over to his house, I remember he told us, because he kept it real, you know, he a kid. He said, yeah, man, my mom said, you know, she doesn't want you guys around when they're not home. And me and my friend was like, oh, this must be because we black. And it was because we was black. But then she got to know us, and she said, hey, Kyle and my other friend, y'all the only two allowed in the house. I don't want this other kid because he's a troublemaker. So, you know, at that time, you know, yeah, that was in the early 2000s, and she had some prejudices. Not her son, but she did. And because she got an opportunity to be exposed to us, she was able to grow. Now, should she be ashamed of herself in her 40s that she felt that way? Hell yeah. But can we at least applaud the growth? Yeah, I can. But I'm still weary and leery of people like that. But 833-212-1017, it is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. We're talking about adoption. Are you okay with white people adopting black kids? Do you think that the cons outweigh the pros of allowing black children not to be raised inside of their community? 833-212-1017. Again, I'll read your texts, I'll read your calls, I'll read y'all on YouTube on 1017 The Truth on YouTube, but I'll share my final thoughts in this conversation today.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. It is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
It's One Call, That's All with Gruber Law Offices. If you or a loved one is ever injured in an accident, don't hesitate. Make One Call, That's All to Gruber, and they will take good care of you. They stand up for victims, and they take the burden off your shoulders. They allow for you to focus on healing as their client, and they focus on giving you the money and winning you the money you deserve. Always remember, there's no fee to call them, to consult with them, or retain them as a law firm. You never pay a single penny until they win your case. Get with the law firm that results truly speak for themselves with Gruber Law Offices by calling them at 414-276-6666. That's 414-276-6666. Or visiting them at gruber-law.com. It's One Call, That's All with Gruber Law Offices. This is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. And we talked about a couple of different things, but we kind of landed on talking about, I heard a white man talking about how his perspective on race relations in America was shifted after his adopted daughter from Africa had to deal with racism. As if racism didn't exist until his adopted daughter from Africa had to deal with racism. And for me, I think that is very concerning. Now, when it comes to adoption, I don't give a damn who it is. If you are good people, good parents, and you are going to offer this child an opportunity to grow and thrive and be in an environment where they can truly be successful, that's what matters to me. And I know a lot of times as African Americans, we feel very uneasy about white people raising black kids. We feel very uneasy about gay men raising, you know, black kids. I understand your perspective, but I don't believe it is a reality. I'm not saying every home is going to be perfect, because you know what? Every home is not perfect regardless of whether you're adopted or whether you're born into the family. But the thing that we should really be focused on is making sure that these families who do adopt black children are setting them up for success in their future and making sure they still have a piece of their culture, a piece of their heritage, and a piece of their identity. That is the thing that matters the most to me. This has been Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. The Tory Lowe Show is up next from 1 to 4. Truth Nation, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. Make sure y'all enjoy it. Have a safe and beautiful weekend. Peace out. I love y'all. I will talk to y'all next week.